5'5" goaltender Nicole Hensley was a member of the U.S. Women's Olympic hockey team this year. The 23-year-old from Lakewood, Colorado, traveled to South Korea and picked up the program's first gold medal in 20 years. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online to give or learn more at WWIB.com. Nicole Hensley is back with me on Sports and Commentary. So what happened about a year ago, Nicole, that got to this end result for Team USA, the gold medal?
Yeah, we had a great, Florida was great. Tampa Bay and Wesley Chapel really opened their arms, not only to us, but kind of to hockey in general. It seems to be really growing down there, so we were glad to be down there, be a part of growing the game. And then for us, it was kind of business as usual. We would practice every single day. We'd have some off-ice training, meetings, things like that, and you know, it was kind of nice when you're done with practice, you get to go hang out in the sun a little bit. Not used to that. But, and then it involved a lot of travel, too. We were playing games, the Time Is Now Tour against Canada leading up to the Olympics, as well as the Four Nations Cup that was also in Florida. So there were a lot of chances for us to see how we measured up against the world's best. And I think that definitely helped us figure out where we were at leading into the Olympics.
Mm. So this has been our first chance to have you on the show, and let's take a moment here to unpack your story of faith in Jesus Christ. How did you encounter the good news that Jesus died for you and that he wants a relationship with you?
I think for me it really happened when I went off to school. When I went to Lindenwood, I actually found out pretty quickly. We had six or seven girls that were also Christians, and so it worked out that we would have some Bible studies a couple times a week, and then you know, we would do a little devotional like before our games and things like that. And so that was where I grew up in a Christian house and a Christian family, but that was kind of where you know, I made it my own, I guess. I wasn't going to church to, you know, because that's what we did on Sundays. I was going because I wanted to, and I wanted to grow my relationship with Christ.
Good. And I hear you're quite a student of the Bible. Is there any part of the Word that really has impacted your life lately?
Yeah, I've been doing kind of a devotional every day out of the book, Jesus Calling, and I really like doing that in the morning and just kind of centering my day around, you know, remembering just, you know, that Christ is there. Christ is in everything we do, and we have the chance to show people his love every day. And but I think my favorite Bible verse that's always stuck out to me is Psalm 144:1, and as an athlete, I love that talks about praise the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, which I've always thought was a really cool verse, you know, as an athlete to think about him, maybe not necessarily preparing, you know, physically for a matchup on the ice, but he trains you in knowing how to handle wins and losses, trains you in knowing that, your identity doesn't lie in those wins and losses and your on ice performance, but, you know, he trains you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in those ways. So that's kind of my favorite verse.
Yeah, it reminds me of what Paul said to Timothy, train yourself to be godly, which is what you're doing. And I've read that, you know, you're quite a feisty competitor on the ice, and by your own admission, to have to fight the temper a little bit out there. So is the Lord working on that part of your life?
Yeah. Always been a very competitive kid, and, my mom's actually laughing in the corner right now because she knows how true that is, but, you know, I would want to win so much, that I would either be mad at myself or mad at my teammates when things didn't go well, and I kind of had to kind of take a step back and evaluate that and figure that was, really the appropriate way to approach things. And, I'd be mad about wins and I'd be mad about losses or if I played poorly for, not just a few hours after a game, but a few days. And it kind of came to a point where I realized that, at the end of the day, that's not really what's important. And it's kind of interesting when I look back at my college career now, I don't necessarily remember the wins and losses. I remember the moments, different things with my teammates. So at the end of the day, how important are those things really?
Yeah. Putting it in perspective for sure. I've heard that you've had Bible verses printed on your goalie helmet. Is that right?
Yeah, on a couple of my college helmets and my first USA mask, but they don't necessarily allow political or kind of those kind of things on the Olympic masks. But but in the past, I definitely like to throw the Psalm 144:1 on there.
That's a great verse. Nicole Hensley, the goaltender for Team USA, the women's Olympic hockey team that brought home gold from South Korea, first time in two decades that we've beaten the Canadians in the Olympic competition there. So thank you, Nicole, for coming back, for taking the time to return here on Sports and Commentary. Appreciate you sharing Jesus in your life, what he's done, what he continues to do in your life today. God bless you.
Awesome, no problem. Look forward to talking to you again in the future. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.